is for the intelligent folks, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Rich McFadden is down at
He got that memo. That's why he went to New Orleans.
Yeah. He heard the studio was going to implode today, and he decided to get out of town. Speaking of imploding, the snowstorms that people are talking about in the Midwest yesterday, and overnight even, I guess the fires in Southern California, battling wildfires are, I'm now doing my Yoda act, battling wildfires are the fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
Banning, California, where's that?
Banning is on the way to Palm Springs.
Oh,
off the
down
10.
The 10?
Yeah. Yes.
Really? All the wind that happens at this time of year down there, winds are very high, very dry weather. We haven't had a lot of rain in Southern California this winter.
A lot of cloudy days, but just a little bit of drizzle. And then there's another fire that's burning in Ventura County, which is Thousand Oaks, Camarillo, that whole area. And that one's a big fire as well.
Yeah, that'll be out
yesterday.
Sort of to the north on the 101.
Right, as you're headed up towards Santa Barbara from LA.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. Meanwhile, the other items of interest that are heavy on our mind, the District of Columbia, D.C., Washington District of Columbia, City Council there, taking on a concerned citizen. Jennifer, what's the story behind the story? This is pretty outrageous stuff, folks. Put down what you're doing and listen to this. Where'd Jennifer go?
That was outrageous.
So tell me, Jennifer, wait, Michael, is the place blown up again?
Let me see.
I hear nothing. all right. Maybe the best thing.
Happy Friday.
Walter Cronkite told me that the best way, I remember I was always the most inquisitive. I belonged to the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Group, and we'd every year go to New York for a convention. And I remember one year, I think it was my sophomore or junior year, we had a large group of people from New York media, including Walter Cronkite, come in and talk to us about preparing for a career in radio and television, doing news, et cetera, et cetera. So somebody asked him a very astute question. I don't want to tell you it was me, but it was me. So I asked him, what
happens?
Did
you say so yourself?
Right. I said to him, let's say you do a very... A really bloody story or a story that's really bad, how do you move from one situation like that to another?
It leads.
And he said the best thing to do is to go to a commercial. So at 10 past the hour, that's what I'm doing.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is one of those, remember December 7th, a day which will go down in infamy. All right, so Jen, what's happening in the District of Columbia?
Well, the lovely Washington, D.C. City Council is getting ready to introduce a non-binding resolution that will call on the Washington Redskins, you know, the football team there, to change its name to the Washington Red Tails. Why, you ask? Because Redskins? Really, really offensive to some.
Very offensive,
So now they will become from Indians to birds, they'll become the Washington Red Tails. How do you like that?
Are they going to, or is this just a suggestion?
This is a suggestion. David Grosso is an independent. He's not a Republican, not a Democrat. He was elected last year. He said the current team name is, quote, a derogatory racist name. He said it's been a long time that we've had this name associated with Washington, and I think it's time we take a stand and change it.
Really?
Yeah, but Red Tails is stupid.
It kind of is. And according to the Washington Post, he's got two other co-sponsors that want this to go through as well. So, I don't know. What do you think? If you're in the Washington area, do you like the Red Tails? I mean,
well,
maybe
the team's in Virginia.
Oh, they're in Virginia. Mm. All right. So if they're in Virginia, if you're in Virginia, do you like the Red Tails? Do you think that's the name? I think if they are so sick of letting them be the Redskins, they need to do a vote. They need to let the team fans vote for a name. Don't you think? Could be a big social media campaign. The Red Tails, it's stupid.
Yeah. Isn't there a song, Red Tails in the Sunset?
I think that's Red Sails.
Oh! Missed that one. Okay.
Red Sails, also a better name than Red Tails.
Red Sails. Yeah. Why do we have to change it at all, though? Who's behind this?
David Grosso on the city council.
Why is he paying attention to it now versus last year, this time, 10 years ago, whenever?
He was just elected last year, so this he's new to his post. But he said that it's been too long that Washington was associated with such a derogatory term. I just don't know when these things became derogatory. I mean, last I checked, it was really cool. I mean, team names were like vicious and powerful and great and like big. You know, powerful posts. So if you were a Viking, for instance, should the Vikings be changed now because that's painting a bad picture of Vikings? Not that they were the nicest group.
Or the Pirates.
Or the Pirates.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, I think when, and I'm a Dodger fan through and through, but I think the Dodgers actually are a terrible name because it sounds like they're dodging things.
All right. You want to hear the latest poll?
Please.
Every day I love to go through these polls. 29% of registered voters, according to a public mind poll at Fairleigh Dickinson University, think that an armed revolution may be necessary in the next few years in order to protect our liberties. Almost a third
wow.
of the people who live in this country think, according to this poll, that an armed revolution may be necessary in the next few years.
That's scary, isn't it?
863 registered voters, margin of error of 3%. So even if it's down to 26%, so a quarter of the people in this country think that an armed revolution may be necessary in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
The survey asked whether respondents agreed, disagreed, neither agreed nor disagreed, nor did not know or refused to respond to the statement, quote, in the next few years, an armed revolution might be necessary in order to protect our liberties.
I hope not, because the government has 1,000 bullets for
each
American. Well,
that's
American
it. I mean, that's what I thought of. The first thing I thought of was that business this week. What was the latest number? Millions and millions of rounds of ammunition
mm-hmm.
have been bought up by the Homeland Security Department, and a lot of politicians are trying to figure out the reason for that. And so what is the reason for it?
Maybe
have you had
heard
anybody...
This.
But who's given us a good explanation as to why that's happening?
The only explanation they've come up with is that they get a discount when they buy in bulk. They're bringing up the Costco mentality for this. I mean, it's like, okay, I get you want a couple extra packages of oatmeal because you can save money. Fine.
Right.
But this, I don't know if it applies to ammunition. They say that they use it for training only and that if there's any excess that they just blow it up. Well, to me, there's a couple of issues. If that's true, that is a lot of wasted money that they're just blowing up. And if not, but they're holding on to it. They're stockpiling it. So you have two options here. Either they're wasting your money by blowing up ammunition that they're not using, or they're not really blowing it up at all, and they're stockpiling it. And that is really scary.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought. That's what we're all about here. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Jen at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Kenny is monitoring our social media. I'll get to that in a moment. Bob's listening to KTSM in El Paso. Bob, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I was just saying, you guys were talking about them changing the name to the Red Tails,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And they said that there was racist connotations to the Indians part of it. Well, the Red Tails was the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. Nobody watches
cool.
the movies lately?
Yep.
That's actually
that was
very
a great
cool.
movie.
You're right.
Very good movie. Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But isn't there racist connotations to that, too?
That's
you know
true.
What? There's a racist connotation if you blow your nose
anything.
Only on a one side. Everything
That's right.
as a racist you have a, I have a bulldog. So does that mean that I have a problem with collies? I'm prejudiced against collies because I've got
I've
a bulldog.
Heard that about you, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yep. Exactly. It all is nonsensical, Bob, but it makes for great conversation. And by the way, what do you think of the poll that I just went through suggesting about 30%, 25 to 30% of the country thinks that an armed revolution may be necessary in the next few years in order for us to maintain our liberties? What do you think of that?
I think that it's, you know, if you come down here to El Paso, you can't hardly buy a gun down here or a bullet to save your hiney.
You can't buy a bullet anywhere. There, I mean, that's what's ridiculous. You have to get in line if you want to get ammunition now.
Mm-hmm. And they're not blowing it up. They're stockpiling it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I think you're right.
There's nothing good in any of that. Bob, thanks for your call. 888-302-3684. All right, Ken, it's been a while since we've been able to go from Jen to Ken. Check on social media. I think we've not been able to make the connection. So what do we have that's working both on our facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day in terms of the issues of the day?
A couple comments about the story from earlier in the week about the 5-year-old boy in Kentucky who had a rifle and killed his 2-year-old sister when no one else was in the room.
Right.
Heidi says proper training is what's needed. Kids need to learn. It's as simple as that. She says she was 6
Heidi.
When she shot her dad's shotgun, and she has taught her stepkids also, took them both to a safety course on guns. And Michael says it's a parenting issue, pure and simple. He grew up with guns all over the house, yet he was taught to respect them and not handle without an adult.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, we have the television report coming up later on in this hour. What do you have scheduled for us? What sort of things are you
More
finding?
More big changes at NBC late night. I'll tell you about
really?
Them. Yes.
All right, I thought it was interesting. They go back and forth between Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj.
These people are out of their minds.
They really are.
They are. Yeah. They're on Twitter now, and Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey are exchanging jabs on Twitter. I mean, it's getting really ugly.
It's
a good thing the season's almost over.
From the Doug Steffen website, a story about a man from Florida who decided to buy and wear a Jail Sucks T-shirt, complete with an illustration of an angry inmate behind bars, and then he was arrested.
Hmm.
Undercover agents in Florida caught Don Gassner selling electronic benefits transfers, the smoking gun reports. He was one of 39 people who fell victim to a sting called Operation Meal Ticket 2, the investigation targeting food stamp fraud. Authorities say suspects selling the cards used the profits to buy drugs and alcohol, and somehow or other he got caught up in it. So I don't understand what is wrong with wearing a T-shirt that says "Jail Sucks."
I don't know.
Ironic that he was doing something illegal wearing a "Jail Sucks" T-shirt. And,
oh, that's it. That's a minor little thing.
A minor detail.
It's a minor detail. Right. All right, good luck to you, sir. But I got to think that jail does suck.
I would imagine that, right? It does. I mean, for me, I would not want to go. I try to stay out of jail as often as possible.
Speaking of that, Lindsay Lohan, is she...
Speaking of people that should be in jail, yes.
Right. She's gone to a rehab center in Newport Beach.
Well, let's not be rash. She went there in her car. She just didn't get out of the car.
Oh.
She drove away. This is so ridiculous. She pulls up in front of the rehab center, and first of all, she was supposed to go to one in New York, but because they wouldn't allow her to smoke cigarettes, she picked this one in Newport Beach because she could smoke. She pulls up. She never gets out. Her legal team lies to the judge, says that she's already checked in, and instead she's at Fry's Electronics shopping. She has till sunrise today to get there.
Put her
which
in
is
jail
in a couple
and
hours
leave her there
in California.
For a while and teach her a lesson. All right, it's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Night. Yes, someone was eliminated. Did you watch? Anybody watch it? Kenny, you didn't watch it because you're working. Jennifer, oftentimes you tape
it
right back later on.
Uh-huh.
Right. So they had some of the previous winners of earlier years of American Idol on last night, including season 7 winner David Cook performing his new song, Laying Me Low.
Stellar career.
He has?
No.
I think that could have fooled me.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time I heard of it.
All right, so here's what happens. When they get close to the end, they know there's a lot of interest in these programs. The folks who, for example, Mr. Cook, or anybody who's got, even if you're not an alum, like Will.i.am was on last night performing his new single from the Great Gatsby movie, Bang Bang.
Hey, baby, yeah, I love you. But here's what stupid do. I'm a Jerry and stupid do. Oh baby, I'm a fool for you.
This is kind of interesting. Isn't it? Crank this up, Michael, will you? So this doesn't sound like the usual Will.i.am stuff I've heard.
Will.i.am is very creative in his music making, yeah. I think you'd be surprised at all the stuff he works on.
So here's what happens. When David Cook shows up, or Will.i.am, or in a moment, Harry Connick Jr., who was on the program last night performing his new song, Every Man Should Know, these people all paid between $180,000 and $190,000 to be on the show to get the exposure. You knew that, right?
No, that's crazy.
But they do. Well, no, it isn't. It's what happens. It's product placement in a manner of speaking.
Huge product placement.
Yeah. Like if you are on The View, for example, they offer a 4-minute sort of infomercial commercial.
Yeah.
And it costs about the same amount of money, $180,000 to $200,000, to have somebody come on and talk about a product for 3 or 4 minutes. So this is the same sort of thing. Has nothing to do with the contest. It just shows you how vapid the show is because nothing going on. There's only 2 or 3 performers left. Anyway, do we have a little bit of the Harry Connick song?
I like that. Should know how to love her.
Yes, they should.
Every man should know how to care. Every man should recognize what she said with her eyes. Help with her burdens to bear.
All right, so was not very. I like Harry Connick Jr., but
it's a little boring.
Yeah, it is. All right, so the top three now, so I can give you the. You're going to watch this later. I'm going to spoil it for you, Jennifer.
Do it. I need to know.
Cree Harrison, Candace Glover, and Angie Miller have advanced.
That's good. That's
Amber
what I thought
Holcomb.
Would happen. She went home.
We thought Candace was going to go home.
You guys did. I thought Amber was going. You and Rich thought Candace was out.
All right, so Camber, good night. So Amber is Gonzo, and Cree, Candace, and Angie stay for the next round. All right, so that's what happened on the American Idol show last night. We'll see what happens in the next week or so. Jennifer, on the television report, including an outtake from the Wendy Williams program coming up in the next half hour. How many people have seen the video of the weatherman who has a case of the hiccups?
I haven't, but I'd like to.
There is a great piece. You have, Kenny?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it something that would be good for our video of the day?
It's hard to... If he didn't keep pointing it out, I don't think you would notice it.
But it's always...
Not as much.
What happens is when you get the hiccups, it's kind of like after you've been to the dentist, you think your mouth is swollen and everybody looks at you and they laugh, but you can't see your mouth swollen. If you've had Novocaine, it just feels like it's been swollen. I think the same is true with hiccups. Nobody can really hear you or pay attention unless it's very obvious. Like if I had the hiccups now, it would be obvious.
Right.
You can hear.
People can tell when I have them because, I mean, your whole body hiccups.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, a history lesson coming up, and Jennifer's report on television, just two of the many reasons you'll want to stick around for the next half hour of the Good Day program. It's 28 after the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all the questions I get asked, the most common is, Warren, my cat is not using the litter box. And there are many reasons why cats refuse to use the litter box. First of all, if your cat has been using the litter box and stops, have him checked by a vet right away. If he has some type of crystallization or if it hurts him to go to the bathroom in the litter box, he's going to stop going. In older cats, make sure you check for arthritis. If it's difficult for them to go in and out, they may stop using it as well. Try a different litter, clean more frequently, put down a second box as well. You know, cats are fastidiously clean animals. Generally, if they're not using their litter box, it's not their fault, it's the guardian's fault. So make sure the litter box is kept clean. Don't play with litter. Find a litter that your cat likes and stick with it, and make sure you keep that litter box cleaned on a regular basis. But again, if your cat stops all of a sudden, check with the vet. There are many physiological problems that can scare your cat right out of the litter box, and it's not fair to correct the cat if he's not using a litter box because he's in some type of pain. Check with your vet first. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Friday, Doug Steffen Good Day program, Glorioski, but a beautiful sunrise, and I say the same thing, maybe I'll say it again and again. I just imagine myself in a big room that I know that has windows on there's two windows here and two windows over there, and I can see out into the Boston skyline and the sun coming in, these big, beautiful windows, just a beautiful, beautiful sun like this brings out the romance, I think, in people. A lot of things bring out romance, but waking up in a wonderful, warm room with that sunshine, isn't it terrific? I hope your morning is going as well as that, and you're embracing the sunshine as it comes in. If you're in the Midwest, the upper and lower Midwest, you're probably not thinking that. You're throwing something at the radio at the moment because of the snow far south as Arkansas, up into the Appalachian region. It's cold and wet in Ohio and through the upper and central Midwest. But the good news is, if you look just beyond Chicago a bit, there's a warmth that's coming across from Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Toba, 60 degrees there already, and going across, so it'll melt all the snow that happened in Minnesota yesterday and the day before, and right across through Wisconsin and all those good places will be warmed up for the weekend. Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Any chance you're going to meet Kim Jong-un anytime soon? North Korea has sentenced a U.S. citizen named Kenneth Bai to 15 years at hard labor for crimes against the state. This fellow was born in South Korea.
What was he doing there anyway?
You got to be stupid to go. It's like going into Iran.
Who goes there? It's like there's so many other places that you can go. But North Korea? Ugh.
Not smart. Anyway, I'm interested in the story of a Pennsylvania woman she'd been missing for 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard, and she's the one that turned up. They thought she was dead.
Yeah.
I heard about this lady. Yeah. Craziness.
She was declared legally dead. Her name, Brenda Heist.
She had a family. She had kids and everything.
Told police that she left in 2002 while she was going through a nasty divorce and had been turned down for housing assistance. She was sitting in a park crying. Mm-hmm. She had a couple of women come by and ask her why she was crying, and they invited her to go on a hitchhiking trip with them.
Homeless women, yes.
Yeah, right. So she left with them and never came back.
Nope.
She has lived with a man in a camper, spent the past couple of years homeless. She met with police earlier this week, apologized for what she did to her family,
She said she was tired of living on the run. I don't know why she'd be living on the run. There's no crime to leaving your family. It's stupid, but well, maybe it isn't in some circumstance. Seen some of the families in some...
I know, but how do you leave your kids? Yeah. It's just a tough one. And then I've heard, I guess she wants to see them, and they will see her, but they're just not ready, they said. And I don't blame them. I mean, you have to make peace with the fact that your mother's missing, then you finally accept she's dead, and then all of a sudden she's not. Ugh.
Good news, bad news. The good news is that
your mother's not dead.
Oh. Right. My mother is dead.
Bad news is she left you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The interest rates are being cut in Europe. How do you cut something that was 1%, now it's 0.5%?
That's nice.
So that is good news for people trying to refinance debt who are in business or trying to get a new mortgage. You hear all those ads every day. It's at an all-time high. I mean, an all-time low. Now, these mortgage rates will never be repeated, and they keep going lower. So that's a reason to celebrate. The other side of it is the reason that they are lowering it is because the economy is in shambles still. Even though business has improved in some sectors, it still is not what anywhere close to what it needs to be. And so it'll be interesting to see how all this shakes out next time there's a major election because neither side has any answers to it. They're not doing anything. They're just arguing. I find the... people like to have history. So this day in history, back to this date in 1952, Jennifer, first airplane to land at the North Pole.
Oh.
The crew may have missed...
Going to visit Santa.
Right, they were. The reason... that, well, they weren't too sure because there was no tall barber pole or any little red house there. No elves, no Santa Claus,
it
nothing.
It just didn't
like
look in the right spot.
No. It was loud.
You have to believe.
Uh-huh. You do, exactly. Anyway, so that's what happened at the North Pole. Today, Boeing announces a brand new airliner. They're going to redo, in essence, the 777, going to be called the 777X.
Mm-hmm.
It'll carry 400 passengers and go 14,000 miles, which is a couple of thousand, or I don't know, the longest you can go now is about 11,000 and a couple of different types of planes. That's a long, long ride.
That's a long ride.
Long ride.
And while we're talking about travel, there's a new story that's out today that I know will send you into the stratosphere, so I'm going to throw it on you.
Really? Thank you for being so kind.
Because I love to do this kind of thing.
I know you do.
I know you're a fan of those x-ray scanners, right, at the airport?
Oh, big time, yeah.
You love them, right?
Yeah, I'm really happy about it.
Well, I had heard a while ago, maybe you can clear it up, I had heard they were getting rid of those, but yet every time I've traveled lately, I've been walking right through them again, still getting Xeroxed.
No, what you're walking through is not an x-ray machine.
Okay.
You're talking about the sort of cylinders that give you stand with your hands up.
Yeah, and they make a photocopy of you.
Right, exactly. That's not an x-ray device. It is some other technology, and now that if you hadn't asked me, I would have remembered what is it called?
I think it's a pulse millimeter.
That's what it is, a pulsating machine.
Okay.
Same kind of thing that you would go through. It's like an MRI.
Right, right.
That but sort of technology.
Now, weren't you against these because they have high levels of radiation?
No, I was against the ones they were using before. They spent $1 million
apiece
for these, and the Airline Pilots Association said, we're not letting our pilots go through there. Air Flight Attendants Union said, we're not letting our employees go through there. The TSA wouldn't even let their employees go through. That's how bad the x-ray was. And so they put them up. They screwed with you. How many times did I tell you stories about being punished because I wouldn't go through them? And they'd screw around with you. There's morons in the TSA.
So you're okay with those Xerox machines where you put your arms up. It's the other ones. Okay, well then maybe I was mistaken because the story out today is about the controversial full body x-ray scanners that have gone through 700 inspections just in the last year. Well, here's the good news, Dougie.
Yeah.
All tests show radiation levels below standards used by their manufacturer, according to TSA.
Good.
You don't have anything to worry about.
No,
well, that's what I was thinking. You'd be happy and relieved to know that the TSA said it's okay for you to walk through those.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
You okay?
Absolutely thrilled. Yep. So what has happened to David Petraeus? Anybody wonder?
I think he's writing a book or something, isn't he?
He is writing a book. He's going to be teaching and mentoring students who are veterans at the University of Southern California. He will be joining the faculty at City University of New York in the fall. He has decided that he is going to rebuild or remake his life. He has lots of experiences and can tell them and teach the militarists or people going to military colleges or want to take military courses, the history of the military, he's going to be basically a new man. So then what's happened to Paula Broadwell? She was the one who was involved in the affair with him, right?
Right.
She spoke publicly for the first time since the scandal at a prayer breakfast in Charlotte, saying she had made some mistakes in the past. She's turning to her faith now to help her make her life anew.
Okay, that's great. But here, can I just let a little something off my chest?
Help yourself.
I am so tired of men being rewarded for bad behavior and women having their life ruined for the same behavior. Mm-hmm. Look, he's got a job. He's going to be fine. He's writing a book. She's going to be just, she's a piranha now. She's not going to be back. You'll never see her again.
She ruined that man's life.
Right. What is the deal with that?
Well,
it's such a double standard.
I can't help you with that.
Do you agree with me at least? Can you be a sensitive New Age kind of guy and agree with me?
I am a sensitive New Age kind of guy, and I do agree with you.
Thank you.
100%. Okay. Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, 18 before the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, I've talked to you about your looks and given you some advice. I have done that with any number of products. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, or Provia, if you believe that it's important to have the thing pronounced correctly. I still have been talking about this stuff for months, and they still haven't told me how to pronounce it. I don't think they care. It doesn't make any difference. It isn't how you pronounce it. It's what you do with it. It works. It works. It works. This is a product you put on your hair. It cleans the pores so that the hair that's trapped beneath the surface, the skin of your head, can get out, start growing again. And also, it sort of thickens the feel of the strands of hair that you have. So two things in Provia. Strengthens the follicles, give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant-looking hair, and also cleans out the pores so the hair that hasn't grown because they've been all plugged up for years, those pores. Now the stuff will start growing again. No pharmaceuticals involved, and good for both men and women. Order Provia now and get a free month supply with your order when you call 800-525-8319. You'll get compliments every place. Or you get your money back. So that's the Doug Steffen Guarantee, 800-525-8319. I don't want to talk about things on this program. If they ask me to tell you about them, if they don't offer a full money-back guarantee, I won't tell you about it because that's what I believe is necessary in order for you to trust that this stuff is what we are saying it is. 800-525-8319. Yes, listen carefully. It is a guaranteed product. You try it for 3 months. If you don't see your hair looking better and see new growth, then you get your money back. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get an extra month free, a free month supply of Provia to make your hair look beautiful again. 800-525-8319.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations
donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
There were 57 channels, Michaels.
And nothing on. 57 channels.
Right,
and
that
nothing
probably doesn't
on.
Work for you.
There we go.
Yes, it is, that is.
I like my version better, actually. Yeah,
really?
Get rid of you,
that
Bruce.
Was fine.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, so we have items of interest and
yes.
suspense here.
Start with the Tonight Show. You want to?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So NBC has plans, of course, to hand off the Tonight Show from Jay Leno to Jimmy Fallon next year. We also know that the Tonight Show is moving to New York City. Well, did you know that it will probably be a 90-minute Tonight Show? It looks like they're going to go back to 90 minutes under Jimmy Fallon. Now, that will have an impact on the show that he currently hosts, Late Night. They're going to look at doing a 30-minute, smaller version of Late Night. And because they don't want the guests to have to decide whether or not to do Late Night or The Tonight Show, it looks like the celebrity guests will go into this 90-minute version, and that Seth Meyers, who is likely to take over for Jimmy Fallon, will do kind of like a weekend update every day, like he does in Saturday Night Live, as part of his job hosting Late Night.
What
Makes
are they
sense?
Doing with Alec Baldwin?
I don't think he's involved anymore.
Nothing.
They're not going to do that.
Squat. Yes, because then Carson Daly will be on with Last Call after that 30-minute late night. So that's just one of the ideas that they're talking about. But that's a big change over there at The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, we always like to talk about lovely ladies. And the world's sexiest woman has been named. And she is a former she's still a current TV show. FHM magazine named Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher's girlfriend, star of That 70s Show, as one of the most beautiful, as the sexiest woman of the year. Last year, she was only number 14. That's pretty good. Yep. Also on the list, Cheryl Cole, Irish model Georgia Salpa, Pixie Lott, who's a singer-songwriter, Big Bang Theory's Kaylee Cuoco, and a whole other plethora of lovely ladies. You can check it out. I'm sure you will, Doug, just for research purposes. Just for research.
Do anything for me.
How about Meredith Vieira? Does she do something for you?
She doesn't. She's a lovely, sweet lady, and I would like to see more of her on television.
Well, good luck. You happy day, because she's coming back to TV.
Happy days are here again.
She's looking at doing a pilot for a daytime talk show. It'll be distributed by NBC, and it'll look at a 2014 fall launch. So she has a little bit of time to get it all together. But that would be fun to put her up against Katie Couric, wouldn't it, to see who was the best.
Wow. Well. And Katie Couric's got a head start. Katie Couric and Meredith have both done the same job. I think Katie would probably prevail. That would just be my guess. But that doesn't mean I wish her not to prevail.
Maybe there'll be room for two. Who knows?
Well, maybe they can be on together.
Exactly.
In fact. All right, what else? Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. And now that the American Idol season is almost over, which one goes?
Oh, it'll probably be Mariah. They're in this huge Twitter feud. There is no love that has been gained during this season. During Wednesday night show, they got into a heated exchange, and now Nicki went to Twitter. She said, "Why a woman so successful at her age is still so insecure and bitter." She also made reference to the rumors that J-Lo would replace Mariah, saying, "All them number ones, but J-Lo phone still ringing." I guess having a personality, being a secure woman, and giving genuine critique still trumps that. So
The Rock looks like he's going to do a TV thing for HBO with Mark Wahlberg based on that stupid movie Pain and Gain.
Not based on it. He'll executive produce with Mark Wahlberg because they became besties on Pain and Gain. Yeah, it's a dramedy. It'll center on active and retired athletes living in Miami.
Yeah,
very nice.
No, it's not. It's stupid. Why would anybody care?
Well, if you don't like it, Doug, I'm going to go call HBO right now and say, forget
about it.
Terrible idea.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
To the right place. It's 53 after the hour, and on Fridays at this time, we invite Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher at bestfares.com, to come forward with news from the airline and travel industry, some of the big deals that he has that he's posted just for Doug Steffen listeners. You can go to DougSteffen.com, find Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that, and you'll see all of the special travel deals that are available for you if you're a listener to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The story on Southwest Airlines and its new policy announced this week, coming right up here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hi, Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com. Southwest made news this week, suggesting in the headlines that you either show up for your flight or cancel it, or you will forfeit. And most of the other airlines already do this. So why is it big news for Southwest to go down this path, Tom?
Well, it's just something different to have it. You know, Southwest actually has, I believe, the best consumer policies when it comes to changing an airplane ticket, changing the name on an airplane ticket, which is difficult to do on another airline, and they don't charge you any money. But they're just saying, hey, look, guys, if you're going to fly us, we're giving you the free bags, we're giving you no change fees in this. Give us a courtesy call a minimum of 10 minutes before departure, or you're going to lose the whole price of your ticket. Okay, that's all they're asking. And look, American, Delta, United, all those guys have those same policies. You don't call them before the plane takes off, your ticket's forfeited 100% every dollar that you have in there. So it's something new. It won't kick in until September 13th, but it's a thing. But what also happened this weekend, three airlines, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways have also changed their change policy or cancellation policy to $200 a ticket. Now, I was looking at airfares. I still believe this summer, folks, if you're flying with kids and families, you have to fly on a Tuesday, Wednesday. But when I looked at Dayton, Ohio, it's short haul. Dayton, Ohio, Baltimore, $118 if you fly on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it's $278 if you fly any other day of the week. That's $170 for a short haul flight. $170-some difference, or $160-some difference per person. That's $600 for flying on a Tuesday, Wednesday versus that.
Saving money on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, so if you change that ticket, though, you call, let's say, U.S. Airways, they're going to clip you for $200 to get rid of a $118 ticket. What do we call that, Doug, in the business?
Stupid.
A throwaway ticket.
Yeah. So what is that going to do, though? American and United, U.S. Air are merging, so.
I know. That's the story I'm writing. Actually, you might see that's the story I wrote in the Dallas Morning News for this weekend. Here's the sad part. U.S. Airways management team is leaving Phoenix, and they're coming to Dallas. And that's one thing I said. I hope they leave that policy back in Phoenix and don't even bring it to Dallas, because their policy is probably the worst. If you have a $1,500 airplane ticket to Europe this summer and you can't go, they're going to mandate that you pay $250 more up front to change that ticket. And then if your new ticket in September is $1,000 difference, you get the you can use the $1,500, but the remaining $400, they just keep it and say, sorry, Charlie, you don't get the money back. On American, Delta, United, they take the $250 off your $1,500 ticket. Now you have $1,250, and any remaining balance after using it on the second ticket, you can they'll give you what they call an MCO, or it's like a cash credit or something on that airline, and you can use the remaining balance to do whatever you want with it. I think that's kind of fair, but definitely not U.S. Airways policy. That's what I'm hoping doesn't come to the world's largest airline sometime in the third quarter.
If it is, then it won't be the world's largest airline for long, because what they're banking on is having all this international, that's where the money is, international travel. If they screw around like that, the people aren't going to use that stuff. They won't. They just back away. Tom Parsons, check out his bestfares.com for...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.